David and David at the Florida Blue practice fields on Wednesday. Dave Caldwell, Jaguars GM, his son David II getting a catch in before practice. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mini, J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back in the Florida Blue practice fields Wednesday for over 2 hours. Another warm one, temperatures in the low 90s, but over 1,200 fans came out for the final public practice of this offseason program. Head coach Gus Bradley said practice wasn't as sharp in spots. Some younger guys made mistakes that they'll have to clean up going into camp. The biggest news of the day came about 7:30 this morning when first-round pick Blake Bortles put pen to paper on his first rookie contract. He's the last quarterback of the 2014 draft class to sign. And head coach Gus Bradley said it's good to finally get the process out of the way.
You know, to have them all signed up and ready to go when we're not going a week into training camp like years past, I think it's a really good thing.
But to me, it was kind of done when I got drafted. But I mean, I guess today to officially sign and, you know, to be able to put that in the past and come out here, I guess is kind of the last piece of the puzzle to the whole draft process. We do individual and we do all this stuff. That's when you know, routes on air. That's when you focus on what you're working on. And when you go into a team and, you know, 11 on 11, you just go make the reads, go make a play, and we'll fix it. You know, you got to make this stuff muscle memory because what I've been doing for 22 years isn't the right way, but that's what I'm used to doing, so I got to fix it, and, you know, it's going to take time.
We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. Blake Bortles is signed. That means we can almost stop talking about this now.
I feel like keeping along the lines of our last few conversations, we should be high-fiving, right? Because Blake Bortles is signed. But this was never a situation that was going to linger. And with the new CBA, these things don't linger. I think with Blake, I think he's happy to have that loose thread tied up. But for the most part, he knew this was going to happen. The Jaguars knew it was going to happen. I think he's ready to get back to work.
Bortles' progress throughout OTAs and minicamp has been there, you know, from the first rookie minicamp to now, probably better overall. Today wasn't a great day for Bortles, but where do you see his progress?
Well, if there was news when Blake talked today, it was more on what you're talking about now. He was very candid about he's not where he wants to be. He knows he's got work to do. He's working on some footwork things, and I think his word was average when he was asked how he threw. And that probably applies to the entire OTAs. I don't think he's thrilled with how he's thrown, but he's very focused on getting some footwork things worked out, on all of the things that you knew he needed to work on coming in, that Dave Caldwell knew he needed to work on coming in. Blake's very conscious of those things. It's an ongoing process, and as Blake said, it's something that's going to be a process that takes months, not weeks.
Bortles has to work with receivers, too, and one of the receivers, of course, not out there, Cecil Shorts III. You had a chance to visit with him after practice today. You know, he's kind of taken that philosophy of being a different kind of coach on the field, though he can't play right now.
Well, and I asked him about that, and I kind of teased him and said, well, you're the old man out there. You have to, you know, coach. He goes, well, I'm not that old. But he is. He's a fourth-year guy who the younger guys on the team are going to look to for guidance. And he said he's not completely comfortable with that role because he's so used, I think, to being a guy who's learning and a guy who's working. But he's sort of forcing himself because I think he knows that he needs to play that role in a group that has a lot of rookies, Marquise Leon Robinson. They are going to look to Cecil Shorts. He wants to be there for him.
One more day of the offseason program. Is there any concern creeping in with Cecil about that calf injury?
Well, he hears that. And on Twitter, injury prone, things like that. He said today very specifically, if this was a game, if this was training camp, if this is anything else except OTAs, he would be on the field. He said he is in as good a place as he's ever been in the NFL. I think he is ready to have a very big training camp. I think he deserves the benefit of the doubt until he shows he won't be on the field.
Wrap up the offseason tomorrow, John.
I'm looking forward to that wrap-up episode, JP.
I bet you are. Well done, as always. Let's hear from senior correspondent Brian Sexton. The Jaguars trying to develop the roster from top to bottom. You need reps for the bottom guys, too. Here's a look at the opportunity period.
I like people who talk the talk, then walk the walk, which is exactly what Gus Bradley's doing with the opportunity period towards the end of every practice. The message in Jacksonville since Gus and Dave Caldwell arrived is simple. Get better every day. Watching an almost completely new roster take the message to heart is fun. There are a lot of metrics to apply when looking at guys to see if they're truly improving. But in pro football, it's all about how you play. And for guys like Luke Jokel or Blake Bortles, there are lots of chances to walk the walk. But what if your name is Luke Buanco or Stephen Morris or any other late-round pick or rookie free agent? There are only so many snaps in one of these practice sessions, and Bortles and Chad Henne are going to get as many of those as they need. Credit Gus, though, for spending the last 10 minutes or so of practice with the guys who are fighting to earn what's likely the last roster spot in their position group, or maybe a practice squad spot. He's doubling down by asking his frontline guys to take the helmets off and coach their teammates. He's asking guys to invest in another player who could take their job. And they're doing it enthusiastically. It's cool to watch and goes back to how Gus walks and talks in lockstep. That's working to develop the entire roster, not just the guys you go to work with on Sundays. In a game of replacement, it makes sense to work with every guy you have on the field. There are lots of ways to describe these new Jaguars, but my favorite is genuine.
Thanks, Brian. Here's the play of the day from Wednesday. Will Blackman, an interception of Chad Henne in 7-on-7 work, continues a good offseason for number 24. The Jaguars wrap up mandatory minicamp Thursday morning. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mini.